Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, of Friday, the 26th of September 2025. Today's topic is Consequences of Covetousness. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 20 through 27. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "Behold, my master hath spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But, as the Lord liveth, I will run after him, and take somewhat of him." So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him, and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver, and two changes of garments." And Naaman said, "Be content, take two talents." And he urged him, and bound two talents of silver in two bags, with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in, and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went no whither." And he said unto him, "Went not mine heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money, and to receive garments, and oliveyards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed for ever." And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 27. The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. A great miracle had just been performed as the prophet of God directed the army general Naaman to go bathe himself seven times in River Jordan, and his leprosy was cleansed by the supernatural power of God as he did so. Instead of Gehazi rejoicing at the wonderful work of God, he was looking for an opportunity to make quick wealth out of it. Gehazi was concerned with commercializing or making merchandise of God's gift. Alas, he was struck with God's judgment. Covetousness is the excessive and strong love for possessions, power, and things of the world. Covetous people often crave things they may not even need. They just have an obsession for the acquisition of things. Many youths today have joined the bandwagon of those who would do anything to be rich. They participate in internet fraud, ritual killing, kidnapping, examination impersonation, and many more vices just to have money to impress others and satisfy their ego. Genuine salvation and real passion for God makes us free from the grip of covetousness. Ask Jesus to help you if you are covetous. Quote for the day: struck with God's judgment. The challenge for today is: stay away from covetousness. Prayer. Dear Lord, make me contented Christian always. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.